Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Revi in Parsha's Bo. Vayomer Moshe, Ko Amar Hashem, Kachatzos Halayla, Ani Yosei Besoch Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, so says Hashem, at like the middle of the night, I will go out amongst Mitzrayim. Rashi asks, when is this happening? I thought that Paro had already threatened Moshe's life if he comes before him. Rather, this is what was said before they were banished, and he began to prophesy directly to Paro in the name of Hashem. Rashi says, what does it mean, like Chatzor Halayla? So there are two perushim. Either, number one, it means as the night reaches its middle, as night begins to split, kachatzot, when it starts to split, or it also can mean not exactly chatzos, because otherwise they were afraid that the astrologers would say Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know his times right, and that as a result this really isn't like Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, I'd come up with some other rationalization. So those are two explanations that Rashi gives. Umis kol bechor beretz Mitzrayim bechor paro hayushev al kiso ad bechor hashivcha asher al harichayim bechor bechor behema. And then all of firstborn of Mitzrayim will die, from the firstborn of Paro who sits on his chair to the firstborn of the slave woman who is behind the grinding stones, and all of the firstborn of the animals. Rashi asks, why is the servants being punished? And he says that because even the slaves, the other slaves, rejoiced in the pain of the Ivrim. Rashi asks, what about the animals? What the animals do? Because they were served as Avodah Zarah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I will pay back from all of the gods of Mitzrayim. I will show them up that they are nothing, and therefore they will be stricken as well. Vaisatzaaka gadola bechol eretz Mitzrayim asher kamohu lo niyasa v'chamohu lo sosif. And there will be a great cry in Mitzrayim that there was none like it, and there will be none like it. Lechol bnei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shonom l'meish ve'ad behema l'man teizun asher yafleh Hashem bein Mitzrayim u'bein Yisrael. And for all of Bnei Yisrael, no dog will stick out its tongue to any man or animal, so that you shall know that Akash Baruch Hu can distinguish between the Mitzrim and Bnei Yisrael. V'yardu chol avadecha, ela elai v'yishtachavu li, leimor, tsei ata v'chol ha'am asher biraglecha v'achareichen etze v'yetze me'im paro b'chariyaf. And all of your servants will come down, and they will bow to me, and they will say, go, and all the nation that is with you, and afterwards I will leave. And he left Paro in anger. Rashi says you can see from the order of the Pasuk that he showed respect for Paro by not telling him that you will come down and bow to me, even though that's what happened, as Paro would go out in the middle of the night looking for Moshe. But instead he said, your servants will, so he showed deference and respect to the kingdom. Rashi then says that this is a narrative point, that then Moshe turned after Paro had said to him, you will not see my face again. So then Moshe turned and left after being spoken to so disrespectfully. V'yom Hashem al Moshe lo yishma aleichem Paro l'man ravos mofasai be'eretz Mitzrayim. And Hashem said to Moshe, Paro will not listen to you in order that I should increase my signs in the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, signs? I thought we've only got one more plague left. And he explains that it's both Makas Bechoros and the Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe v'Aaron asu es kol hamofsim ha'ela lifnei Faro v'chazach Hashem es lif Faro v'lo shilach es b'nei Yisrael mi'artzo. And Moshe and Aaron did all of these signs in front of Paro, and Paro strengthened his heart, and he did not send Bnei Yisrael out from his land. Rashi says, what just transpired? This seems to be a narrative point, that there's nothing afterwards. Where's any of the other miracles that would be spoken of? It doesn't seem to be adding anything in this pasuk. Rather, Rashi says, this is in order to connect this parsha to the next parsha. Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, why is Aaron mentioned here, Rashi asks? Because Aaron was there present doing all of the makos with Moshe, and as a result, this is to show him kavod. Rashi says, in the land of Mitzrayim, does that mean in the city or out of the city? Because they left the city in order to daven because there's so much of a desire there. It should be a kal v'chomer then if they left for little davening, so they definitely should leave to receive prophecy. HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana. This month is for you the beginning, the head of months. It is the first for all of the months of the year. Rashi says, what do you mean the month? So one way to understand it, Rashi says, is he showed him outside the moon renewing in its cycle and said, this is what you should sanctify in order to signify a new month. Rashi says, but that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra, he says, is in truth that this coming month will be Nisan, the beginning of your calendar. What does it mean, this month? Hazeh, so this month is part of what's behind Rashi's discussion. When we say this month, HaChodesh Hazeh, this, so what is this referring to? It has to be referring to some article. So on one level, it can be just plainly this month. But at the same time, it could mean this renewal of the moon, which means that Hashem is directing Moshe's attention to what exactly a renewing moon looks like. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand what it looked like. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took him outside and showed him what the renewal of the moon looked like, and this prophecy was taking place as the sun was setting. Davru el kol das b'nei Yisrael, le'mor be'eser l'chodesh hazeh, v'yichu lahem ish seh l'veis avos seh l'bayis. Speak to the entire congregation of children of Israel, saying on the 10th day of this month, they should take each person for their household a sheep for the house. Who is speaking to B'nai Yisrael, Rashi asks. It says, you shall speak in plural, but usually Aaron should be speaking. But they were both showing respect to each other, and Aaron was telling Moshe, oh, you taught this to me? So the matter looked as if they were both speaking to B'nai Yisrael. Despite the fact that it says to take a sheep on the 10th day of the month of Nisan, and this is being reported on the first day of Nisan, to tell them on the 10th day you should go and take your sheep. For the rest of the generations, you did not have to pre-order your sheep on the 10th of Nisan. Rashi asks, is it possible that one sheep would be enough for a big family? But because it says, Seleve Savos, Selevais means that yes, one sheep will suffice. Im Yimaat Habais, Miyos, Misev Lakahu, Ushcheno, Hakaro, Velbeso, Bemichsas, and Nefashus, Ish Lefiachlo, Tachusu, Al Haseh. And if the household will be too small for it to eat a sheep, so him and his neighbor, who is closest to his house, should go together, each one according to their eating. They should go and get a sheep. Rashi tells us the word michsas and tachosu both come from the shoresh to mean to be counted in the group for the sheep. And Rashi says in one way, simply this pasuk is telling us that if there isn't enough, grab your neighbors and make them part of your group. But according to the Midrash, he says that also it's possible so long as the sheep is alive, you can leave your group if there isn't going to be enough and make your own group. Also tells us that the phrase, in accordance with the eating, is to teach you that this excludes anyone who is too old or too sick to be able to eat a full olive's worth of Korban Pesach. Seh samim zachar ben shana yihyelachem mina kvasim o mina izim tichachu. A sheep which is complete, a male 1 year old, should be from sheep or from the goats, you shall take it. Whole, tamim, means without any blemishes that would halachically disqualify it. A year old means up to a year old, as long as it was born within the year, then it is applicable for this. Rashi says, we see from here also that the word seh is used, but in the end it can be a goat or a sheep, because both of them are technically called a seh. V'haya lechem l'mishmeres ad arba asar yom l'chodesh hazeh v'shachatu oso ko adas b'Yisrael ben harabayim. Guarded until the 14th day of this month, and then it will be shechted by all of the congregation of B'nai Yisrael in the afternoon. The word mishmeres can mean either it will be guarded until the 14th, or it will be as a merit for them to guard them because they had no merits, they had no mitzvos, up until this point, and this was going to be the mitzvah that was going to protect them. Rashi continues to quote the Midrash to say that the appointed time was coming, that I promised your great-great-grandfather Avram, that it was time for you to be redeemed, the beloved time, Es Dodim, and you had nothing to do. And then he also adds the other parts of the Midrash that said that they were involved in idol worship, so they're being told, desist from idol worship and go instead and take this sheep, and it will be a korban and it will be a merit for you. What does it mean all of Bnei Yisrael will shecht it? That's impossible. All of Bnei Yisrael cannot shecht the sheep. Rather, we see that the shliach of somebody, a person's agent, is like them. This is three terms for Bnei Yisrael. Kahal, Adas, Bnei Yisrael, to tell you that there are three different shifts that are used to shecht the korban Pesach in the afternoon. They would fill up the Azara and the Beis HaMikdash. They would close the doors when the room was full, and then you would wait online for the next round. What does the phrase Ben Harabayim actually mean? We translated it before as the afternoon, but it's from 6 hours in the day and forward. Rashi says, it appears to me that Ben Harabayim is those hours between the darkening of the day and the darkening of night. These are 7 hours and later since sunrise. Lachu min adam nasnu al shtei mezuzos v'al mashkof v'al batim asher yochlu oso vahem. And you'll take from the blood and you'll place it on the two doorposts and on the lintel above, on the houses that they will be eating it there. Rashi says when it says, and you'll take the blood, one would think that maybe you could just catch it in your hand, and no, you need to catch it in some type of vessel. Mezuzos means the doorposts, the vertical ones, as opposed to the mashkof, which is the horizontal one. Incidentally, the word I use, lintel, is that the old French word is well used by Rashi. Rashi says, any house where the Korban Pesach would be eaten, to exclude a storehouse for grain or a place where you have your cows, because you're not eating it there and you don't live there. Vechlu es basar balayla hazet sli eish umatzos almerorim yochlu. And you'll eat the meat of it on this night, fire roasted, and matzahs on bitter herbs, you will eat it. Rashi says the meat to exclude any of the sinews or the bones. What's marorim, what's maror? It's any type of vegetable which is bitter. And the reason why they were commanded to eat it is in order they should remember how the mitzvah embittered their lives. Atachlu mimenu na. Uvashel mevushel b'mayim ki im tzli eish rosho al karav v'al kirbo. And you shall not eat from it if it's boiled or raw. Must be roasted. Its head, its leg, and its entrails. Rashi asks, why does it say bashel mevushel, cooked, cooked? Because they tell you neither water nor any other liquid. Why does it repeat saying you should don't eat it raw, don't eat it boiled, don't eat it cooked in water? Rather, eat it roasted, to tell you both a positive and negative commandments emerging from this pasuk. For those who sir mimenu ad boker, v'hanosu mimenu ad boker be'esh tisrofu. Give over any of it until the morning. Anything left over shall be burnt. Rashi again asks, why is this double? Don't leave it over till the morning. And if you leave it over till the morning, you should burn it, to tell you that you don't burn it on Yom Tov itself. You burn it after Yom Tov, the next day. V'chacha tochlu oso mosnechem chagurim na'alechem be'raglechem u'makalchem b'yedechem v'achaltem oso b'chipazon pesach hu la'Hashem. And this is how you shall eat it. Your loins should be girded, your shoes shall be on your feet, and your staves in your hands, and you'll eat it with great haste. It is a Pesach offering to Hashem. What does it mean, your loin should be girded, meaning you should be all get ready to get on the road. Chipazon, with haste, means a language of alacrity and moving quickly. Why is this korban called a Pesach? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu leapt over. Why? He leapt over the houses of Bnei Israel from those of the Mitzrim and jumped from Mitzri to Mitzri. And the Yisrael in between them was saved. Vavarti be'aretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh v'hikesi kol b'chor be'aretz Mitzrayim me'adam v'ad behema v'chol ohei Mitzrayim eseh shvatim ani Hashem. And I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim on this night, and I will smite every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim from man until beast, and all of the gods of Mitzrayim, I shall execute judgments. I am Hashem. Why does it say I will pass through like a king going from place to place, and every place that he goes, that is where everybody is smitten? She says, what does it mean, the firstborn of Mitzrayim? It says, even the firstborn of other nationalities will also be smitten. What is this phrase, from man until beast? Rashi says that whoever starts with the Avera is the one who also gets the payment, so to speak, first. And all of the gods of Mitzrayim, what does that mean? Whether they're of metal or of wood, they will be judged. Then finally, what does it mean, I am Hashem? It means that I am Hashem, and now no agent, no malach, as we remember from the Haggadah. Vayahadam lachem la'os alabatim asha'atem am v'ra'isi asadam v'pasachti. Aleichem lo yehebachem negef l'mashchis b'hakosi b'eretz Mitzrayim. And this blood will be for you a sign on the houses that you are there, and I will see the blood, and I will jump over you, and there will be no plague to destroy as I smite in the land of Mitzrayim. It says the blood will be for you a sign, but not for anybody else. Rashi says that this also means that only those in the house and not outside of the house. It's that it was painted inside of their houses, not on the outside, as we would imagine. Rashi says, Pasachti can mean with enthusiasm and love, Bechemla, as he says, or it could also mean leaping. In the same way, leap away from danger and be saved. And Rashi also says that there will be no plague for you, but for a Mitzri who was in a Yisrael's house. So Yisrael was in a Mitzri's house, the Mitzri would be stricken, but the Ivri would not. And this day will be a memory for you, and you will celebrate it as a festival to Hashem for your generations. It will be a rule forever. You shall celebrate it. Rashi says, but we don't really know what day it is. Rather, it's telling us that the 14th is when they would bring the korban. The 15th is at night they would eat it, and the 15th during the day is when they would leave Mitzrayim, and that's when they would celebrate this festival. Rashi says that the pasuk ends, L'dorosechem, for your generations. Your generations would imply only for your family's time. Rather, because this is Chukas Olam at the very, very end, this is to tell you that it's not just your generation, but forever this will be a mitzvah. Shavas yamim matzos tzoachelu, ach b'yom rishon tashpisu sura mibateichem, ki kol ochel chametz v'nechasa hanefesh ahim miYisrael miyom harishon ad yom hashvii. 7 days you will eat matzos. Only on the first day you will there will be a cessation of chametz from your houses, because anyone who eats chametz, that soul will be cut off from Israel from the first day until the seventh day. Rashi said it would seem like you would have a mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days, all 7 days of the Yontif. But then later it says that you'll eat matzah 6 days. This is to tell you that on the seventh day of Pesach, you're not obligated to eat matzah. Rather, you just can't eat chametz. So we see that eating on the seventh day is a rishus. So if you're going to eat, this is how you'll eat, but you don't have to eat. And then as a result, the last 6 days of the holiday are not obligated in eating matzah. Only the first night is an obligation to eat matzah. As the pasuk says, on the first night, you will eat matzah. Rashi comments also on the mitzvah of tashbisu, or as we call it, bir chametz, that even though it says it's on the first day, it means the day of Erev Pesach. He quotes a pasuk in Iyov that demonstrates that the first day can be an Erev. And another pasuk which also shows that you cannot have the Pesach being shechted if there is chametz in the house. This is, what does it mean, the soul will be cut off? Nefesh ahi, because the nefesh means that you know what you're doing, not somebody who is under duress. But it says from Yisrael, from Israel. So what does this mean, like spiritual excision? Let him just be to another nation. It says in Vayikra Milfanai, meaning that before me is all the world is before me. B'yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, B'yom Ashvi'i Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem Komalacha Lo Ya'asevahen Ach Asher Ya'achal L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Ya'aseh Lachem. On the first day, it is a holy get-together convocation, and on the seventh day, it is also a holy day. It'll be for you. There will be no malacha which is done. only that which is necessary for the sustenance of the soul, that it shall be done by you. What does mikra mean, Rashi says? We said convocation, but really mikra means it's a day when you will go and you will make kiddush and you will eat and drink. Furthermore, it says you will not do work, lo yasevahem, and even through others you cannot have work done. This sustains your soul, meaning a soul and not an animal. Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, hotzesi es tzivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, ushmartem es hayom hazeh lidroseichem chukas olam. And you shall guard the matzos, because on this very day I took out your legions from the land of Mitzrayim, and you will guard this day for generations an eternal law. Guard the matzos so that they shouldn't become chametz. Rashi says this teaches us that you should make sure that you should only get them wet with cold water. Mishaya says you don't call them matzos, rather mitzvos. So in the same way that you don't make a matzah chametz, also don't make your mitzvos chametz. Don't rather do with them as soon as you're commanded, and don't be a lazy person. Act with alacrity. What does it mean to guard this day? It means guard it from being malacha. Then Rashi asks, what does it repeat? This is an eternal covenant, because previously we just told you that you had to celebrate it, but not that there was an Isra Malacha. Now we're also learning that there's an Isra Malacha by telling you the second time. Rishon ba'arba asar yom l'chodesh be'erev tochal matzos ad yom echad ve'esrim l'chodesh be'erev. So on the first, which is the 14th day of this month, and the night you will eat matzos, until the 21st day at night. Why is this telling us here about the 21st day? And usually the Torah only tells it when it begins. You're giving the end date, which is a little weird. He says, because even though it says that 7 days, but it only said days, but it doesn't tell us nights. So it's telling you now nights as well. Shevas yamim se'or lo yimatzeh bevateichem ki ko ochel machmeses v'nechrasah ha'nefesh ahi ma'adas Yisrael beger u'be'ezra ha'aretz. 7 days you will not find any leavening agent, any chametz in your houses, because anyone who eats any leavening, any chametz, his soul will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, from the stranger or the resident of the land. What does it mean, in your house, Rashi asks? This is to tell you that it's within all of the land of Israel, not just in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, it can't belong to somebody who's not Jewish and be in your house either. It doesn't work like that. What does it mean, your house? It means in your reshus, within your area of influence. Why is it telling us, Rashi asks, about Seor? We spoke about chametz before. Chametz you can eat, Seor is disgusting. You can't actually eat Seor. So why wouldn't Seor be enough? Rather, he says that Seor, which can make something else chametz, that you are chayav on, but chametz that doesn't make anything else chametz, it's just chametz itself, I would need a separate way to learn it, and that's why it's spoken out here. Why is the ger, the stranger, maybe the convert, even invoked over here? Because also for them, this was such a tremendous miracle. Kol machmeses lo sochlu b'chol mashvaseichem sochlu matzus. You shall eat no leavened food. In all of your houses, you will eat matzos. Why machmetzos? Machmetzos is to tell you, even if there is a mixture, some type of admixture, not all chametz, only partially chametz. What does it mean in moshavtechem, in your houses? This is to tell you, anything which could be eaten in your houses, this exempts ma'aser sheni, or the chalos, the chametz loaves that were baked with a korban soda, that one are not allowed to be eaten in your homes, and they're only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So they wouldn't be called that type of chametz.